Ladies and gentlemen,
system loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Okay, let's go.
Two.
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
It's a takeover. I can't even hear myself. Am I on?
Yes, you are, sir.
Awesome.
Yeah, you just want to turn the music down a little bit?
No, I really don't.
There you go. Now you can hear yourself.
Hooray.
God, you didn't even let me get my intro in and you're already changing stuff?
Well, you got part of your intro. I mean, we got the show name in. Although, you know, it's kind of my show today.
Is right. The Haas Show?
It is the Haas Show today.
Good. All right. It's all yours.
So what is show 34?
That is correct, sir.
Look at me. I'm on top of crap today.
I know. And you got a haircut.
I did.
You look nice.
I don't have bangs anymore when I wear headphones.
No, thank God, because it looks so gay. So glad.
So for people who may not know, our lovely host, Kelly, got surgery today.
I did.
So for those who may not have been aware, what exactly did you have done today?
I've been doing photography for like 12 years, and I knew that my shoulder's been messed up for a long time, but it took me a while to actually go to a doctor and have them look at it. So they reconstructed the capsule that holds my ball and socket. And then I tore the muscle back there, the labrum.
How did you tear the muscle?
Which sounds like a vagina part, but it's not.
It really does.
Yeah. How did I what?
How did you tear it?
Oh, photography. Just basically, they said if somebody had a job lifting a milk jug from their hip to their eyeball 500 times a week, and you do that for 12 years, you're just going to wear that out back there. So capsule reconstruction, replacement, labrum torn. I don't know. So he showed me a picture of it. It looked like a butthole. It did not look like an arm.
Yeah, it's nice. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. I had shoulder issues years ago because I was a pitcher, you know.
Yeah.
Back in my younger days, and so it's pretty nasty.
I had the same surgery that Bergie had, Patrick Berglund.
Nice.
Yeah. Hold that microphone closer to your face, Haas.
Like this?
Yes. There you go.
Sorry. They don't make stands tall enough for me.
No, they
That's
don't.
That's true. We didn't even think about that.
It is.
How do you even fit on like a hospital bed?
Oh, I don't. It was awful. I stayed the night when I had my surgery for my nose back last August. I had to spend the night, and I asked them for an extended length bed because they have them.
Do they?
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll get one. 4 o'clock in the morning later, I was like, I just don't care anymore.
Because I am small, and
They're not comfortable.
I couldn't even get my stuffed animal next to me. Like, I literally had 6 inches on each side.
So,
and I'm like, what about big people?
Oh, yeah. Well, the real question is, are you aware that you were on Facebook Live twice today?
No, I was not. So on the way home, Jimmy started showing me some of it, and I made it through like 2 minutes of it, and then I turned it off. I haven't watched it yet. Because he told me that. Yeah.
There are so many sound bites that need to be pulled off of that video.
Like what? He told me that I kept itching my crotch.
The pre-op video was hysterical because you started with my nose itches, then it was my crotch itches. Mm-hmm. For a solid 5 minutes, just you, my crotch itches.
She kept going back to the crotch.
Right.
You'd talk about something else, and then you'd go back to my crotch really itches now. You had me scratch the crotch a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, weird.
I just want to state for the record, I don't have like any diseases or anything down there.
Sometimes you itch.
Yeah, well, right after I was done with the video, you said you had itchy crotchy like Liberace.
Oh, and Jesus.
I
thought that was
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well,
I will say this, by the way, the pre-op video, if that doesn't get you an endorsement for some lip gloss company, nothing will.
Because
that was your main concern.
Well, it's always my main concern. I'm addicted to my lip gloss.
Speaking of which, where is it?
Yes, Gary, where the hell's my lip gloss?
Now, I do want to say, now, Kelly, she might say a cuss word here or there, but she never, ever, ever says the F word.
No, he said that I said the F word.
Oh, yeah, you dropped a few of them, especially coming out of surgery.
Yeah, coming out, I decided just to see like how much I could mess with you in a quick amount of time. So I was like, hey, Kelly, a battalion of little green midgets took over the city while you were in surgery.
Yeah.
And you said, what the F are you talking about? And that was classic.
I remember none of that. I remember I took a nap on my own without medicine first, right?
True.
Hang on, my headphones.
And I do remember like three or four times before surgery, you would be in the middle of answering something and just out.
Yep.
For like five seconds.
So you were watching the Facebook Live.
I don't think I saw it live, but I saw it after the fact.
Were you judging how much work you would have to do for the show tonight based on my...
I was more waiting to see how you were after surgery.
I was mean.
No, you just had three main questions, which were, do I have clothes on? Where are the babies?
Yeah.
And can I get this thing out of my nose?
Oh.
That's true, yeah.
I have small nostrils. And they crammed that oxygen thing up there.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't.
I've never had that before, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, obviously not last time because they worked on my nose. Mm-hmm. But I've never had to have like the little air tube under my nose.
Now, I will say this. We could do a little side-by-side, and this might be kind of funny, of a little still image of Kelly post-op today versus the classic picture of you, Hoss, post-op after your nose.
Andrew WK with just blood everywhere.
I mean, you looked like hell. And I remember this is right around the time that everyone was taking these pictures because Straight Outta Compton just came out.
Yep.
Everyone was taking these pictures and they're writing like, Straight out of
surgery.
Yeah, that's what I wrote on your thing. Straight out of the OR.
That's awesome. Well, my surgery, I didn't show up till 10 o'clock, and I couldn't eat before then. You know, you can't eat till like past midnight the night before.
Right.
So if you go in my kitchen, there's signs all over the kitchen that says, "Kelly, do not eat."
Are you a sleep eater?
Well, kind of. I wouldn't even think about it. I would just grab a drink of water or soda or something. And so my main concern was, when the hell can I eat something? And it was right after I got home because once the surgery was done, they just get you out of there.
Oh, yeah. They wake you up. Well, they let you wake up.
Yeah.
They make sure that there's nothing seriously wrong. And then if you're not overnight, you are out the door.
They're like, stand up. Let's go. Let's move it.
I think right now is a perfect opportunity, though. You need to give a little shout out to our friend Julie Z for dinner today.
Yeah, they brought me pizza.
Nice.
And like Peronis and dessert.
Oh, Peronis is good stuff.
And apparently I was bitchy about that too on Facebook Live.
Oh, that was classic.
Yeah.
I have not seen that one yet.
Oh, yeah. In the pre-op, when we said that our friend Julie Zlatopolsky was going to bring pizza, Kelly in her drunken stupor, she was like, none of that Little Caesar shit. I don't want none of that Little Caesar shit. And like, this is on for
so
everyone
great.
To see.
Yeah. Well, who wants Little Caesars after surgery?
I agree.
Something good.
Oh, you know the first thing I remember you saying coming out of surgery was I remember you waking up looking at Jimmy and going, I want McDonald's.
Yeah.
All I cared about was food. Is my mom here?
I'm surprised it wasn't Taco Bell.
She can come in and say hi. Yeah, you know, sometimes it goes back and forth, but I really all I wanted to do was eat. I don't like when I can't eat.
I'm surprised you just don't want to sleep.
I do want to sleep right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it through as much as I can. I want to thank Dr. Lehman. Did you see all the drawings he did on my arm?
I was wondering what all that was. Like, if that was Jimmy or...
No, he drew two stick figures. And then he wrote, Kelly is awesome.
Okay.
And then he took a peace sign duck face selfie with me. Hi, Mommy.
Hi. How are you feeling?
You got to talk into this thing.
What am I supposed to say?
Did you miss me today?
I was worried about you all day. I was sad.
I know. Are you going to take care of the babies?
Yeah.
Love you.
I love you, too.
Libby Lou and Lucy both need a bath. Okay. They smell like a foot. And Libby Lou needs her hair washed.
Okay, you look pathetic.
I don't look I look good.
Wow.
All things considered, you look really good.
Yeah, listen, I agree.
I told all my doctors that I am like Superwoman recovering from surgery. My eye is better.
Yeah.
Oh my God, did you guys see? Did I send you a picture of my side cup's eye?
I figured we would talk about that if you make it through the
I will. Yeah, because I've had the craziest couple days. So we can cover surgery now and then my trip next segment, and then I can go take a nappy nap.
Correct. I mean, I was going to say, aside from the fact that the right side of your upper body looks like RoboCop, you look pretty normal.
Dude, I've already peed by myself.
What's the white sock?
Wiped by myself. They make you wear these so that you don't have blood clots, but I'm going commando. So when I just had on the tights and nothing else, it would look like I was starring in a porn and not going into surgery.
Classy.
That's probably why my crotch itched so bad.
You know, maybe we're solving the mystery.
That, and they wouldn't let me put on a bunch of lotion before surgery. So that's why I was itchy all over the place.
Nice.
Mom, did you see me on Facebook Live?
Yeah. No,
okay. I haven't watched. Do I? I don't want to watch it.
No,
I?
Not today.
Should
no,
I just
not
watch it?
Give it a few days.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't watch it. So, Hoss, you're running the show, right?
I am.
All right.
Why don't you do what you need to do? Relax. We'll come back. We'll talk about your fun weekend in Arizona and Erin Andrews getting lots of money for stuff that happened to her a long time ago.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too. All
right. It's the Haas Show. We'll be back.
Princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Not really the Kelly Mano Show today.
What the hell is this?
Hawks, you don't know
Bonanza.
What this is?
No. Bonanza is somewhere I used to eat with my grandma.
Okay, well, that is true, but it's also the... I can't even talk today, and I'm in charge.
I know. It Turn is up the... your microphone. I'm telling you, it's going to sound really loud All in right. your headphones, but
That's
on
fine.
The show.
It is the theme song from the TV show Bonanza, which was a character in that show named Haas, which is unfortunately where my name came from.
Yeah?
Right. I figured that.
Yeah, I... Oh, when God,
was,
I hated it.
When was Bonanza?
Like when our parents were kids.
Okay.
No, not that far back. 1970s is when I was a kid.
I watched old shows, but I would watch... Mr. Ed, Donna Reed. Did you guys watch that whole like Nick at Night?
A little bit.
Like all those black and white shows. That
yeah.
My Three Sons.
Oh yeah.
That was what we watched when we were little in the Sumter house.
Well, now how weird is it now that Nick at Night is all the stuff we grew up on?
I know, right?
So bizarre.
Like my kids love Friends. They
Cheers.
They love Full House. I haven't caught Cheers on yet. That must be a little bit later at night. But when I go to bed, usually Friends is on in the background and the kids, you know.
Cosby.
When you,
oh, no, they pulled all the Cosby's.
Oh, yeah, that is
Cosby's gone now.
That has gone on.
When he became Pervy McPerverton, they yanked that so fast.
You know what's weird, though, is like with our generation of shows, now that there is syndication, Nick at Night is pretty much every channel. Like, I have a theory in my mind that at any time of the day, day or night, on some channel on TV, you can find a Law & Order episode.
Yeah.
Yes. That reminds me. Have you ever seen the movie PCU?
Yes. The guy's thesis?
The guy's thesis that... What was it? It was Robert Mitchum and Lee Marvin.
Yeah.
Anytime, 24 hours a day, you can find something with either Robert Mitchum or Lee Marvin.
I don't know who either of those two people
actors.
Are.
Yeah, old okay. actors.
Old actors.
Old people.
So.
Nobody's home.
No. The lights are on, but.
No.
I'm here, but.
You are so blank faced. You remind me of the mom from Making a Murderer. Just. Expressionless face.
Oh my gosh.
Just
really?
Void of any facial expression
Did
whatsoever.
Did you know they're coming out with a Making a Murderer 2?
Yes.
Electric Boogaloo?
What? Their fault? No, the Netflix show.
Nice.
They're doing another one. Are you guys hot? I'm really hot.
It is hot. It is
I'm
hot.
Sweating my balls off. Is that window open?
Yes, the window is open.
I'm surprised you're hot, being that you spent the entire weekend in Arizona.
I know, right?
Arizona's great, isn't it?
Arizona is beautiful, but everything is brown.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, when even looking for, like, a Chick-fil-A, like, I'm looking for bright red signs.
Nope.
And it's, like, brown, brown, brown. The Walmart is not blue.
Everything is tan.
It is brown. Yeah. So, my best friend in the whole world lives in, one of my best friends in the whole world lives in Arizona, and I try to go see her, like, once a month, and I went over the weekend, and I shot a wedding.
Nice.
And then came home and had surgery.
Because you shoot too many weddings.
Because I shoot too many weddings, I had to come home and have surgery. But I got to hang out with Julie, and I got to see my first ever Brazilian wax.
Man, oh man. I've never had one or seen one, but I have friends who have had them.
Yes.
And they describe them. And so I know how evasive that is.
Yes.
You really need to either know someone or trust someone.
Here's the thing. Julie is a much more eloquent, mature person than I am. But so we were talking about our weekend. She's like, yeah. And then tomorrow morning, I've just got a wax appointment and I'm going to run to it and come back home. And then we'll go get lunch. I'm like, a what appointment? And she was trying to like avoid it.
Right.
Because she knew I would want to come. She's like, I'm just getting a wax appointment. I'm like, okay. I'm like, are you waxing your face? And she's like. She's like, no. I'm like, are you getting like a bikini wax? And she's like, well,
sorta.
Kind of. I'm like, are you getting a Brazilian? Because if you are, I'm going.
Yep.
And so, yes, I got to
bare wood floors, baby. Bare wood floors.
In the room. And it you might as well be at the gynecologist.
Oh, yeah.
They put you in every position possible. And all I can say is, gentlemen, if you're ladies,
you better appreciate that.
You better appreciate the hell out of her if she goes through a Brazilian wax for her.
That's true love.
Yes, because I have never seen anything like that in my life. And we both had hair removal while we were in Arizona. Because aside from Julie getting her Brazilian done, I had to go make an emergency eye appointment because my Japanese eyelashes got infected.
There's a shock.
In another state. And I woke up. So I noticed that I get these eyelash extensions. And while there are many upscale salons who do these, I get them for super cheap in the back room of this Vietnamese shop that's not doctor esthetician licensed.
You know what else they sell really cheap in the back room of Vietnamese shops?
Yes.
Dog.
Oh, well.
For consumption, not for petting.
So I get there and I'm like, man, my eyes are itching. And I was on my way home from the wedding on Saturday night and Jimmy calls me and he's like, how you doing? I'm like, well, my eyes are on fire and my thighs are on fire because I wore a dress in Arizona heat.
Oh.
With nothing in between my thighs.
A little bit of chafing going on?
Chafing and swelling.
Yep, that happens.
And so I went to bed and I woke up Sunday morning and I looked like a cyclops. My left eye was completely swollen, almost shut, full of fluid. And I'm not going to a freaking emergency room for that stuff. But I found a really nice salon who was willing to take them out for me. And of all places, so I'm in Arizona. And the sweet lady who was taking care of me, she felt so bad for me because I was in so much pain. She was from Belleville, Illinois.
Wow.
And
small
I'm from
world.
Granite City.
So small what? World.
Yeah. And so, I mean, she was really sweet. She took good care of me, got the eyelashes out, which almost immediately helped the problem.
So what was the infection? Was it like the adhesive?
They think I was allergic to the glue. They actually said that they were put on very well. So my little Vietnamese back room, chop job was not that bad. It was just that my eyes did not like the glue. And it was pretty painful.
I bet.
Because the burning, the itching, I'm trying to shoot a wedding and my eyes and thighs are on fire.
Oof.
And then I had to fly home. I'm the worst traveler on the planet.
Who'd you fly?
Southwest.
There you go.
Of course. But I suck at flying.
Did you pay the extra $25 to board first?
No.
You need to do that.
Jimmy had to do it all for me because I don't know how to do that. He prints my boarding passes and he'll send me a text. He's like, take a picture of this and show it to the gate agent.
Okay.
But you know what I did?
Uh-oh.
I wasn't going to talk about this. I'm not going to talk about it. Go to the next subject.
All right.
I'll tell you guys off the air. Let's just say that I went to flash the gate agent a picture of my boarding pass, and it was not a picture of my boarding pass.
Nice. Atta girl.
I really thought it was the last photo on my photo stream.
Nay.
So I just whipped it up there for him.
Oh, no. Please, please. No, don't tell me what I think it is.
Well, I don't know if you know, because it was a photo that I took for my best friend, Julie.
Right.
And let me just say that girls are really a lot grosser than guys. And I took a picture of something and I sent it to Julie right before I left.
Sweet.
And I could have sworn that the last thing that I took a picture of was my boarding pass.
Oh.
So I whip out my phone and put it in his face and he's like, ma'am, that is not your boarding pass. And I turn it around and I'm like, oh my God.
Like, I'm going to go fly a whole different airline now.
So if you want to know what I actually sent him a picture of, you can ask me in person, but I'm not going to say it on the air.
Lovely. Speaking of pictures and videos and things that aren't supposed to be public.
Yeah.
We mentioned earlier, microphones work
Sorry,
better than
anything. I just set it down. I forgot we were doing a show.
We had mentioned a few weeks ago the whole Aaron Andrews scandal and the peep shows and things like that. Well, the settlement came in today.
It did. I know she was asking for $75 million.
Yeah, she didn't get that.
Okay.
But, she got enough to where I don't think she's going to have to work anymore.
What'd she get?
$55 million.
Holy crap.
Now,
sign me up.
There's a lot of things I would let people do and film me doing for $55 million.
Heck yeah, and way more than just naked pictures of her because she's hot.
Oh, and here's the thing is this happened, 5 years ago?
Roughly? 2009.
Okay. I remember seeing the video because I'm that guy who, when something happens, I immediately have to go and search it out to see what the fuss is about.
I do too, and it's not even a perverted thing. It's a wanting to know what the deal is.
Right.
There is nothing in that video that definitively tells you that that's Aaron Andrews that you're looking at.
Really? Because, see, I've seen still shots of it. I haven't seen the video, but I've seen a still shot, and you can see her long blonde hair.
Okay, but how many girls are there in the world with good bodies and long blonde hair?
Yeah.
True.
True. There's nothing in that video that says, I'm looking at Aaron Andrews naked. She could have, and again, I don't want this to sound like I'm saying she should have just denied it and let it go away. She was well within her rights to say, I was violated.
Right.
But there's nothing about that that says, that's Aaron Andrews. Nothing definitive at all. And this was in the middle of her going, you know, I just want to be a person in sports. I don't want to be objectified or anything like that. She could have downplayed it and then privately gone about it, but $55 million.
That seems like a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Now, and if it was...
How much emotional distress did you really suffer?
Well, because here's the thing. Here's the thing. The defense, their whole thing, the hotel, that... It just blew my mind when they said this, and it makes sense. Aaron Andrews was talking about how it affected her career professionally.
It didn't!
No, because here's the best part. Right after this whole thing, she got a new contract with ESPN for twice as what she was making before. Then 2 years after that,
left.
She got to deal with
Fox Sports
for even more money.
Well, okay, first of all, I love Aaron Andrews.
I do too.
Me too.
Any chick who knows her sports... And she handles herself well, I think, as far as interviews.
I agree.
I think she's really good at her job. And, I have no problem with her being compensated for what she went through, because what a horrible invasion of privacy. But I feel like the most of the fault goes on the guy that did it, not the Marriott. Now, I do think that the Marriott was responsible. But again, it was one employee who made a bad decision.
I agree. And I would say that if Marriott has fault, it's the fact that what happened to her is still happening.
It is still happening.
I travel a lot for work, and I obviously travel with a lot of rock stars and things like that. I can't tell you how many times I will book a hotel and call ahead and say, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'm traveling with this artist. And I'll give them the name and say, I need a room near that person. They don't do anything to check who I am. They don't check with the artist. Hey, this person requested. They're just like, yep, here you go. And 2 weeks later, when we check in, I'll be like a room away or across the hall or worst case, like a floor above or below.
They did the same thing. So when Rocky's hockey team traveled to Nashville, which is the same city where this happened to Aaron, we checked in and I said, hey, can I have a room by the cooks? And they said, sure, what's their first name? And I gave it to them because, our kids play together. They put us right next to them. No questions asked. No... anything. And I want to make sure that I'm clear that Aaron had a horrible, horrible violation of her own privacy.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely.
And I could see why she would have a lot of issues after that, trust issues, coming in hotels and
of course.
Doing weird rituals. It's just, and, the pervert who did this to her, he's the one who should have been. And I do know he went to jail for a couple years.
Oh, yeah.
Which was not enough. He should have been in jail for a long time for that. He should be in jail. And he should be in a lot of trouble. And the employee at the Marriott who made that mistake should be in some trouble.
I agree.
But the Marriott as a whole, I mean, would $55 million, would that seriously hurt a business?
I mean, that's going to seriously hurt anybody. I don't think it's going to bankrupt them by any means because they're a worldwide corporation. But I'm sure that no one's getting bonuses this year.
I just didn't know if some of those hotels are privately owned. Like some fast food.
Like franchises and stuff?
Like a franchise.
I don't know. I would imagine that there's probably some privatization somewhere around that, but who knows?
I just wonder, how do you come to $75 million? Like, are certain things worth... I mean, because there's people who go through murders and don't get $75
million. And that's a great question, because I think that we've become a very litigious society.
Yeah.
And our first thought process is go for the money.
Right.
And, again, I don't think anyone's faulting Aaron Andrews for seeking justice, but come on, man.
I think that...
$55 million.
That does seem excessive, and I don't know what the number would be. Is $30 million excessive? Is $20 million excessive? Is $10 million excessive?
I mean, I would say if there's two digits in front of million, that's pretty excessive.
Right. But, again, I guess because I am a business owner... I think about if one of my employees did something inappropriate, let's say you or Gary do something dumb, or even as a photographer, and I am insured as a business owner. But just the fact that Marriott had to take such a big fall for, one employee. And again, if it's the big Marriott corporation, they can handle it. But if it's, if it's an owned franchise from a guy with kids and, I don't know enough about it.
I would like to see how much of this $55 million is coming from Marriott and how much of the $55 million is coming from said dude who took
said
the video.
Said dude is not having to pay anything.
That, really? Yeah. So this is all on Marriott.
Well, you can't sue said dude for $55 million.
You can. You're not going to get it, but you can.
She knew where to get the money from. And again, dude, my heart goes out to her for what she went through. That was terrible. And I just think that more of the responsibility should have fallen on the shoulders of the creeper who did that, because this is kind of the first that we heard about this, and it was elaborate. He went in early. He drove a hole in the door.
It was premeditated.
He reversed the people. Yeah. I mean, he did things that people wouldn't even think of.
I have friends that, because of this, to this day, when they travel with a stack of notepads, and the first thing they do is stick a post-it note over the people.
Sure. No, I mean, definitely, there should have been a lot of trouble in a lot of places. Erin Andrews is a great girl.
Yep. I have to ask, because as someone who's seen the video, did you see it when it came out? Okay. In the video, she's doing her hair in front of a mirror. Mm-hmm. And throughout the video, she's continuously like turning around to check out her ass. She smacks it a few times. She's continuously like checking herself out in the mirror, almost in a flirtatious way, to where my first thought was, this is premeditated. Like, she knew she was being filmed.
Ooh.
Because in my mind, I was like, no woman in real life curls her hair while she's checking out her butt.
You're wrong. Girls do really weird stuff when they're naked in front of the mirror.
I mean, I guess I am wrong, because I'm wrong to the tune of $55 million, but
I mean,
good
I don't,
Lord.
I don't smack my own butt, but, you know, a lot of girls, I'll do my hair naked because it's so hot in those bathrooms.
Sure. Well, I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
I brush my teeth when I'm on the road. Like, I'm not getting dressed until I have to.
Right.
On Fridays, I work from home. And there's Fridays I know I don't have any meetings. I call those No Pants Fridays.
All right.
So, like, I mean, I get it. I get that people will be in various states of undress when you're in a hotel, because that is your home for the time.
Yeah.
It just seemed like the activities that were happening seemed, again, to me as a guy, very not natural.
Yeah. I haven't seen the video. And again, I don't smack my own butt, but I don't have Erin Andrews' butt. So if I looked like her, I might smack my own butt more often. But yeah, girls do weird stuff naked, and we're always checking out things and things we can't see. And so, I don't think there was any premeditation on her part. And that video could have been edited. It could have been a couple hours long, and the pervert just put in a couple butt smacks.
Sure.
You know?
I don't think anyone here is going to say that Erin wasn't justified in seeking justice.
I'm glad she did. Good for her.
$55 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Do you know what I would do with $55 million?
Bye.
You people would never see me again.
I would.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would tell you, I would give you guys the address to the island I bought.
Yeah.
Right. And fly you out every once in a while.
And give
like,
me a canoe to paddle out there.
Yeah. Like, the general public. Peace out. Konnichiwa, bitches.
Exactly.
I'm gone.
I think Erin needed to set a precedent for other girls that go through this and business owners that, you know, celebrities need their privacy and need to be taken care of. $55 million seems like a lot of money, but then again, she got it. So a jury of 12 awarded it to her. And, you know, we didn't hear the whole case. We weren't in the room. And, you know, I wish the $55 million would have came from the pervert who did it and not the Marriott. But again, that's not the kind of thing that, you know, any of us can control. So.
Right.
It's a lot of money.
If I ever get really famous, Hoss, you can reverse my peephole and I'll sue you.
That
perfect.
We'll split it.
Damn right.
Woo!
We're going to have to immediately delete this show from the internet before that happens.
You're right. And can we just mention right now, because I'm like sweating from the inside out.
It's warm.
Anything I say on this show today. Please don't send me hate mail.
Oh, no.
I am not.
She is drugged up.
I am not even, like, I still have anesthesia in my system. I came home an hour and a half ago, and I'm already on drugs. And so, yeah, if I say anything stupid or inappropriate, send your hate mail to
me.
To Hoss.
It's my fault.
You can send it to heykelly@kellymano.com.
Right, exactly.
But I want you to address it to Hoss and then yell at him.
Yell at me. I can take it. Come at me, I'm a man.
Come at me, bro. Come at me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro.
If you thought this break was a bit on the sexual side, wait till you hear what we talk about next.
Oh my God, can I go lay down or do I need to stay in here?
You might want to stay in for this one.
Shit.
I think you're going to like this.
Okay.
It involves three things. Hookers, Hillary Clinton, and campaign funds.
Sweet, okay.
We will tie all three of those together when we come back. It's the Hoss Show.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Go.
she finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Hey, it's the Kelly Mano Show, or more appropriately today, the Haas Show, and we are brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City. They specialize in pre-owned cars. They just have as many cars as a big dealership. Here's the thing with JM Motors. You've heard Kelly talk about them since the start of this show. They have two salesmen who have been with the company for 10-plus years. They're no pressure. You can go there, look at what you want to look at. No one's going to breathe down your neck.
Yes, because you know what sucks is when you go to a car lot and you open your door and you literally have one foot on the floor and some asshole in khakis is chasing you down the aisle. That is not the case with JM Motors. Like I said, only two salesmen, and they know their stuff. They know their inventory. And they've been with the show since the beginning. They can get you in a car as low as $58 a week. If you've got good credit, they've got plenty of finance, plenty of, what's that word? Credit unions.
That's
that
right.
Can finance you.
There you go.
But if you don't have good credit, or you've got a kiddo getting their first car at 16, they're also buy here, pay here lot, so they can finance you personally.
Yep. And right now, if you mention the show, you're going to get a $50 gas card.
Sweet.
Which I'm telling you, man, gas is cheap right now.
Yep, it
$50 of gas, that's going to get you through at least, what, the 4th of July?
Yes.
And that's when gas goes up to like $1 million a gallon.
Right.
Well, as soon as we elect a new president, that's when we're going to take it up
it
the
is,
pooper.
It is, it's an election year, so.
We will take it up the pooper.
But anyway, Jerry opened the JM Motors 45 years ago. Yep. Nobody can match the service he gives his buyers. He goes above and beyond for every single one of them. And it's so important nowadays to support
small
local
business.
Businesses.
Yes. I think I have the address memorized. You ready for this?
Go for it.
2310 Namioki Road in Granite City, Illinois. Just 10 minutes from the arch.
Look at you.
God. It's like the drugs made me smarter. So if you get a chance, go check out JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. Make sure you tell them that Kelly Mano sent you. Why did Limp Bizkit get so much hate?
I can tell you why.
Because Fred is a douchebag?
Well, that was part of it, but it was a lot of... He was everywhere.
Their music was really good, though.
It was for the time. He was overexposed to the max.
Yes.
I worked for Interscope when we had Limp Bizkit, and I've never seen in my life an entire world, be it fans, radio, TV, everyone, turn on a band as simultaneously as it did with Limp Bizkit. It was like an email went around to the world that said, all right, guys, on Friday at 5 o'clock, we're all going to go from being the world's biggest Limp Bizkit fans to everyone tells that band to F off and die.
Because
it was
like.
That quick.
But I really liked Limp Bizkit.
What was the turning point?
Oh, man. His VMA performance with Christina Aguilera didn't help.
Oh, what song did they do?
It was her performance, and then he came out at the end and rapped like 30 seconds of an album track off of their upcoming album.
Okay.
But I think it was that combined with the fact that he kept saying he was sleeping with Britney and Christine, and he was trying so hard to go into the pop world.
He was trying to be Eminem.
The rock fans were like, dude, what is wrong with you?
Okay, help me remember, because I've been drinking. Was he the one who did the cover of Behind Blue Eyes? By
yes.
The Who? That's when I lost it.
Well, that was after Wes left.
Okay, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that was really kind of after the band jumped the shark, per se, because remember leading up to that, they did this whole promotion with Guitar Center where you could come out to Guitar Center and audition to be the guitarist.
That's right.
That is really dumb.
Well, they didn't take any of them because I had friends from bands who were being flown out secretly to audition privately for the band. They were using that. And here's the thing that they didn't tell you until you got there. You had to play original music, but the waiver you signed over any riff you played to Limp Bizkit.
That's right.
Oh, my God. That is like when TLC tried to replace Left Eye after she died.
Yeah, just don't do it.
And I saw TLC in concert last year, and they played Waterfalls with Left Eye's big rap in it. And Chili picked up the microphone and said, we just want TLC to know that we will never, ever, we have never, we will never replace Lisa Left Eye Lopez. I'm like, you had a reality show about it, dumbass.
Yeah, I think the height of it for me is when Fred Durst was actually in TLC replacing Left Eye.
That was bad.
Epic.
That was
that
a bad
was
move.
Super awkward.
So.
Super awkward.
The reason we played Nookie
Yes.
Was there was an article over the weekend that apparently the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, which is outside of Reno, which is the world famous legal brothel that's had the HBO show and all that stuff. There are girls working there now.
Okay.
That are offering sexual favors free of charge if you bring in receipts showing that you have donated to Hillary Clinton's campaign fund.
What? They can't do that. That's like payola in radio. Like, well, you can't take money for that.
They're not taking it.
Who is?
Hillary Clinton's campaign.
They're not, but still.
They're not looking for the actual cash coming in.
Yeah, you're not giving it to the hooker and the hooker's donating to Hillary. You're donating to Hillary and then bringing in the receipt.
Why do the prostitutes want to vote for Hillary so bad?
I guess hookers love Hillary.
No, the hookers
We know
love,
they love Bill.
Hookers love Bill in the White House, and that's why they want her in.
Right.
Now, what if you want sexual favors from Hillary? I'm asking for a friend.
Are you drinking? I'm the one who's on medicine. You're supposed to be taking care of me.
Right. No, by the way, the reason is that, and I did a little homework because, you know,
Did you take notes?
That's what good producers do.
Well, we talked about this over the weekend because there was a couple of things that piqued my interest. And number one is, A, how much can an individual person donate to a campaign fund? Because I used to watch that show at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. And the part of the show that always stuck out in my head was there was a scene where a guy is at the cashier.
Yeah.
And she's on the phone with his credit card company trying to justify and get the credit card company to approve a charge. And she didn't say how much it was on the air, but her justification to the credit card company was, he's buying a car.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm thinking it's got to be in the $10,000 to $30,000 range at least.
For a prostitute?
Look,
dude,
I love women. But again, just like there's a lot I could do with $55 million.
Unless they got fireworks shooting out of their biscuit.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what tricks she knows in bed.
It's not worth that much money.
Hell
no.
But I guess if you're rich, it's all relative. Because if you're a rich guy, 10 grand ain't that much for...
Go to a bar. I promise you, you will find some dumb early 20s chick who's hotter than any hooker at the Money Ranch who will do you for a lot less than 10 grand.
Well, think about this. One name. One name is all you need to know. Lamar Odom.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so 10 grand is not a lot to him.
He had that in cocaine at that brothel.
They did, and then those hookers totally sold him
out.
Oh,
they're rough.
They did.
Absolutely.
And so, prostitution is legal there, right?
Well, it's legal in Nevada. Okay. It is not legal, contrary to popular belief, in the city limits of Las Vegas.
Okay, so but at that thing, you can go in and pay your money and get your tweeter tickled and
I've been there.
No, you have not.
I haven't partaken in the services, but there's an actual bar there too. You can go and not do a hooker.
Okay.
Like there's a gift shop, a whole thing.
What could they possibly sell in a hooker gift shop?
T-shirts, shot glasses. You can buy the menu. The menu being how much things cost.
I want to see a copy of that menu.
You can find it online.
Oh, I'm sure it's there.
But the thing is, there's no prices on the menu because every girl sets her own price. Because I asked that. I go, how come there's... I go, are there just no prices on this because you don't want competition knowing...
What you charge.
They go, no, it's because each girl... It's kind of like... You know, in a hair salon, each hairstylist rents a chair.
Exactly.
They pay rent, and then that's exactly what these girls are doing. Like, they rent a room at the brothel, and then they charge whatever they can. And they, you know, whatever is left after they pay out is theirs to keep.
I bet they got some weird stuff on that menu.
If you can think it's there.
What about the people with really weird fetishes, like the furry costumes?
I bet you it's there.
You know?
I'm sure.
I mean, absolutely. Where else are you going to get that besides a furry convention?
Comic-Con.
That's where the dorks hang out, not the hookers.
Trust me.
Same.
Yeah.
Dorky hookers.
So, one of the prostitutes in this article that I read had an interesting quote, and I'm just thinking, so I guess Hillary really does have the prostitute vote kind of held down. It says, she is just a role model. She's a woman in power, and it motivates us to be who we are.
Hillary is a role model?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be Monica is a role model?
I mean...
No, that whore.
Closer to them than Hillary is.
Who are we talking about?
Whores. Right. Yeah. So I guess Monica should be their role model. you know, I'm not a Hillary Clinton fan, and it's not a Democrat Republican thing.
Oh, I'm not either.
Just not really a Hillary fan.
Yeah, I'm not. I think we talked about this a little bit last week, but there's just something very disingenuous about her.
Yeah, you know, trying to pick, I think I said, I don't know if I said it, but trying to pick a candidate this year is trying to pick what STD you want. It's like,
it's true.
There's not a whole lot out there to offer, but we definitely should not talk about politics while I'm on drugs.
No.
Let's
Moving
just
on.
Pass right
so
over that one.
Were you able to find out what the maximum private contribution is?
No, I was not able to find that. That's, you know, I was not, that's something I did look for that, but no, it's not something I was able to find. But
there may not be. I know the companies have a limit.
Now,
but
are you talking about like going like giving to a presidential campaign?
Yes.
Oh no, I'm sure there's not really any limit.
Well, I know companies have a limit. I think companies have like $250,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, businesses probably do. But you mean think about it? You know, these people will, you know, the like the Warren Buffetts of the world.
I know.
Richard Bransons of the world.
We were at a trivia night 2 weeks ago where a guy stroked a check for $10,000.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
Yes. You know what? We have a lot of listeners, and we have listeners all over the country. Somebody knows somebody who's been to that brothel and actually knows what they cost. So if you know what some of that stuff costs, send an email to the show.
Hey, Kelly at KellyManor.com.
Yeah. Yes, you can
And I'm not judging because
I
have a very liberal view on prostitution.
Yeah, you know what? I do, too. I consider myself a very conservative person, but there's something in my brain that just does not understand why prostitution is not legal.
It's completely a moral subject, and that's why. It's a victimless crime, because technically it's a criminal act, but it whatever.
Right.
I mean, I think it would save a lot of real criminal acts. Don't
I think.
You?
Well, I think that again, we'll get into this deeper when you're
not on
lucid,
drugs. Yeah, because I'm going to say something stupid,
but
and every woman in America is going to be mad at me.
I think strictly, if you look at the health reasons and safety reasons, there's no argument against not making it legal.
Yeah, no, I agree. Again, when not on drugs, though.
We'll talk about this at a later date.
But if you've been to the Bunny Ranch,
or any legal brothel, because there's more than one. They're just the famous one.
I want to know how much stuff costs.
Yeah.
Just my curiosity.
It's not cheap. I can tell you that.
How much should I charge Gary for the two-hand job he's given me 3 times already?
I think that there's probably commas involved in that number.
Nice.
Just so we're clear, the two-hand job included Gary helping me put on my
headphones. Right.
Because it's not a one-handed job. It's a two-hand job.
So speaking of other things that we talked about over the weekend, in our continual text messages that unfortunately the public never gets to see.
Was I in the text messages?
This was a you and me thing.
Oh, okay.
So you guys, both happily married,
yes,
don't have to deal with the dating life and,
yes,
and how dating works in the world of social media. But there is a dark part of social media that allows windows to stay open long after they should have been closed.
Right.
And for whatever reason this past week, and it's one of those things where as I was going down this rabbit hole, in my mind I was going, you don't want to do this. Nothing positive is going to come from doing this. You don't want to do this.
Right.
I went to Satan's Facebook page.
Why?
I don't know.
So Satan is Hoss's ex-girlfriend.
Right.
When was the last time you even communicated with Satan?
The day we broke up.
Which was how long ago?
3 years ago.
Okay. When was the last time, honestly, that you have checked out her Facebook page?
Before this past week?
Yes.
A year or two ago.
And so what did you find up there that was so hard? Like, was it seeing her with other people?
Yeah.
Because I guess knowing, obviously, 3 years from now that she's moved on, knowing somebody's moved on and seeing evidence of it are two totally different things.
Yeah. I mean, and again, I think that, as in with any relationship, the further you move away from it, the more you glamorize it.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the first things you said was, remember, there's a reason you call this woman Satan.
Right. Like, I don't
even
know
I would never go back to her.
Yeah.
We just were oil and water.
Right.
As I always say, we did two things real well, and they both started with the letter F.
Finger painting?
Close.
Okay.
It just, the good times were just good, but the bad times were awful. But anyway, I think the bigger problem is everybody in life has that one person who got away.
Of course.
And in my case, I actually have two.
Yeah.
One is Satan,
yes,
who's halfway across the country.
Sure.
The other one is actually one of my best friends.
Still one of your best
friends? Still one of my best friends. She was my high school sweetheart and my first love.
Yeah.
And we hang out all the time. And as a matter of fact, this past weekend, she had something going on, but her husband had like a guy's night where we sat around and drank and played cards. Yeah, and she's married. She has two kids. Like, get along with the family. I'm kind of like the adopted, like, odd family member. Yeah. So we were having just a guy's night, drinking, playing Guardians Against Humanity, things like that. And the thing with her and I is we are still very flirtatious with each other. There's nothing behind it.
Okay.
And I love her. I still love her, but I love her like my sister now.
Is her
like,
husband okay with this flirtatiousness?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because like, there's nothing there. Because
you do it like in front of him.
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's not like just behind closed doors.
Yeah. It's not deceptive. Sure. There's no ulterior motives behind it. It's all above board.
Yeah.
Like what's funny is she's told me that he even refers to me as her boyfriend.
Oh my goodness.
But. It's one of those things where I think coming off of that and then being at their place on Saturday and then she came home, we were all hanging out. I was like, damn, what could have been? You know what I mean?
What might have been.
Exactly.
It's a beautiful night. Don't listen to that song. You'll start crying.
Oh, no.
That is the worst, like, sad song ever.
So, I mean, I think I love social media. It serves a great purpose.
Yeah.
But there is that side of it. And I would imagine at least some of our listeners are probably shaking their heads up and down right now in agreement that it is a double-edged sword because you can go back and check on things when you know you really don't want to and shouldn't.
You don't want to. And see, I'm so far removed from this because, one, I've been with Jimmy for 15 years. Two, I never had any like really big messy breakups. Like my breakups were pretty boring.
Satan was the only bad breakup I've ever had. I'm actually not like good friends, but I'm on speaking terms with most all of my exes.
Well, I remember just hearing like in high school or college that an ex-boyfriend went on a date and like your stomach drops into your
feet. Oh yeah, absolutely.
And you're just lovesick. So to have to actually see it in a photo.
Oh yeah.
And not just one photo, but multiple photos. Yeah. You need to not do that again.
Oh, I'm not. I will.
I wonder
not.
If there's a way you can block her.
You can.
You can. Absolutely. You can.
Right. And just all.
Now, here's the thing: is I can't see her whole profile because you have to be her friend to do it. Same with me.
Yeah.
If you're not my friend on Facebook and you go to my page, I think you can see my profile picture.
I changed my profile picture. I updated my cover picture.
Yeah. You can see things. You can see things that people have tagged you in if they're set to public.
Yeah.
But you can only see of what I've posted. You could only see my face, my cover photo, and my profile picture.
If you're like me, I would be less interested in what she's doing and more interested in what the new boyfriend looks like.
Oh, because I was.
I will scope out the new girlfriend up, down, sideways, and be like, oh, she's...
Here's the thing. I was able to find pictures where he was tagged.
Yes.
Went to his page.
Yeah. Listen, you're not alone. I know that sounds like a stalker coming out of your mouth, but everybody does that.
I know.
Everybody does
it. It doesn't make it right, and it doesn't make you feel good.
Does it make it really, really... Here, I'll do it. I'll do a parent style stalking. You know, my kids are older. My daughter is 21. My son is 19. I am not ashamed to say that I have stalked my kids' boyfriend or girlfriend, their Facebook page to watch and see what they're doing. And
I think that makes sense more than in my case.
Right. But
there's absolutely no reason for me to go see what that woman is doing.
Well, just remember that, number one, it hurts, so don't do it again.
Yeah. But on the good side, I did get asked out on a date today.
You did?
I did.
Did you get more naked butt pictures?
I have not. Not yet.
You should just ask her for one. Apparently, that's what you single people do now.
Yeah, but this isn't the girl. The girl who asked me out is not the girl who sent me the butt pictures.
Hoss, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm busy this week.
I want to tell you one more thing about Satan. Facebook is not real life.
Oh, no, it's not.
So no matter how happy she looks.
And that's the thing is, I dated her through some bad times in her life professionally. And you would never know it looking at Facebook.
No.
So I know. I know how the mind of the devil works.
Yep.
And so, and the thing is, just like when she dated me, you have to search to find out that she's in a relationship.
Right.
There's nothing surface-wise that says, I have a man.
Right.
So, but knowing that I know her, I know how to get through the barriers and find out. And I was like, there's a dude. And then I went to his page, and his cover picture is a picture of the two of them. And I was like, mother!
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, I know.
Never again.
Never again. Bad idea.
I don't want your heart to hurt. There's so many fish in the sea.
Oh, there totally are. And look, like I'm fine. It was just one of those things where I don't know why I did it.
Yeah.
I think we've all had those moments where we're like, I'm just going to go see what's going on.
Yep.
And as soon as you do it, you're like, I immediately regret this decision. God. Why did I do this?
I am so glad that I am married and that my single days were not during social media.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I'll tell you right now. Dating, number one, I'm going to be 40 this year. Dating going into 40 sucks.
Yeah.
Dating in the post Y2K era sucks.
Yes.
Dating in the internet age sucks. And dating with social media sucks. Maybe because everything you post gets misconstrued.
Now,
you thought text messages were bad.
Yeah.
When I was with Tori, every time I would comment on a friend of mine's picture, and it would just be like, wow, you look really cute or whatever. Like, that shit would get brought back on me.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Because maybe she doesn't know the relationship you had with that person.
No.
You know, even as a married person, like I'll, you know, like one of my buddies from high school, because I did not have a ton of boyfriends in high school. I was such a tomboy.
Right.
But I'll be like, oh, my God, love you, miss you, kissy face. You
absolutely.
Know, to one of my guy friends who would not touch me with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
But Jimmy might go, who is that? I'm like, oh, my God, no.
I have a friend from Chicago named Lisa who we are completely platonic. But for going on like 7 years now. On Valentine's Day, we always flood each other's Facebook pages and call each other Valentine and stuff like that.
Well, maybe we need to do a win a date with Hoss contest.
Oh my God.
I think we do.
I hope you like movies, sports, and other dude stuff.
Do you like tall girls?
I don't really have a type,
you
honestly.
You don't care if she's short or tall?
Nope.
Because I know some tall guys that do not want to date short girls.
You know, Murphy's Law is I have found more times than not, tall girls don't like tall guys and vice versa.
Really? Because, see, I would assume that tall girls would automatically hit on you.
You would think.
Because I'm so short. If I'm somewhere, and this goes for within the last 6 months, if I'm somewhere, or if I'm, like, shooting a wedding, and, like, there's a really short groomsman, they come straight for me. You know? It's like, oh, a short girl. You know,
sweet.
Somebody I'm finally taller than, you know? So I always have to, avoid the short guys because I know they're going to hit on me. I assumed that tall girls would hit on you.
There's times where they do.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is I did date a very tall girl in college. She was like 6'1". And she used to always say, I love it. No matter how tall my heels are, I'm not going to be taller
than you.
That
is nice.
And I was like, yep, whatever you want. Wear stilts. I don't care.
That's awesome. Well, you know what? Let's get into that next week. Maybe we'll do an entire interview with Hoss. We'll do one of those online quizzes and find out what kind of girl you want.
All right.
And then we'll start picking them out.
I like it.
That sound good?
I think it's a fantastic idea.
All right. Has this been the longest break ever, or am I on drugs?
No. You're on drugs. You're just going to say, are you ready to go sleepy time?
Am I done now?
Yeah, I think you're done.
I think I need to. I think I have an episode of The People versus O.J. Simpson on tape.
We're talking about that, by the way, next break.
Well, are you talking about that freaking knife they found? Did they fire that police officer?
He was retired.
Well, they need to fire him now.
Post-fact? Sure.
I don't know. Hey, I love you all for listening. Make sure you tell people at the end of the show to share the show.
Of course.
We will.
Okay? And, so we'll be back next week on a regular schedule. No drugs.
No drugs.
Thanks for doing the show today, Hoss.
You're
my
very
best
welcome.
Friend.
I
ever.
Love you.
Okay, I'm saying book of God, but I can't talk. I'm saying goodbye now. Bye.
Headphones.
The Kelly Mano Show.
All right. Now it's finally really the Hoss Show.
Right.
Kelly's in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Replaced by Jimmy.
That's right. The fairer Mano.
It's boys' night now.
That's right.
Sir.
I really wanted to get the bite from Adam Sandler where he's drunk and he's like, all right, round him up. Boys, night out.
Well, you just did it, so you don't need it.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
So, God, I was trying to think of things that we as the dudes could talk about.
Yeah.
And the first thing that came to mind, Gary and I were talking about earlier, is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Let's talk about it.
And the fact that, number one, I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a giant cathedral of bullshit.
It's about as political as you can get.
Oh, dude. It's the fact that no one really knows who's voting, and it's just kind of random dudes who vote. And there seems to be no specific criteria for what it takes to get in. Like most of your major sports Hall of Fames, they're statistics.
Right.
Like baseball, home runs, World Series, stolen bases, shutouts, no hitters, whatever position, whatever, golden gloves. There's criteria that's usually met. It seems to be completely at random on what it takes to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. No. In fact, you know, take a band like me and Gary were talking earlier. A band like Rush. Now, has Rush finally made it?
Yes, they are finally in last year.
That was my favorite saying up until, what, I think it was 4 years ago now. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or Rush, proving the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame sucks since 1999.
Dude.
They were eligible.
But what's weird is a band like Rush, and I get that Rush is not for everybody, and Rush is kind of like an acquired taste. I happen to like Rush, but I'm a musician. They're kind of a musician's band.
Right.
But they just finally, with last year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, finally made the cover of Rolling Stone.
It's insane.
Yeah, after 30-plus years of being really very consistent in selling albums, touring, selling out stadiums, to not get that recognition, yet you get hip-hop bands, I don't even know where that fits in rock and roll.
And we're going to talk about that, because this year, NWA goes in.
Mm-hmm.
And my first thought was, there's no way NWA goes into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year were it not for the movie Straight Outta Compton.
Right. Well, but they were a finalist last year.
Agreed. Well. But again, I don't think they go in if the movie doesn't push them over the top.
Agreed.
Public Enemy, already in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love me some Public Enemy.
Yeah.
I love NWA. They are not rock and roll.
Well, that's why I've always said to anybody that would listen, I've shouted it to the rafters and to the rooftops and everybody, call it the Music Hall of Fame.
That's fine. And I'm sure there's people that are going to argue with me right now, probably shouting at their radio, they are rock and roll, man. They're punk. They were against the establishment. No, I get that. I get the image of the band, the message of the band. The music of the band was not rock and roll. They are hip hop, and there's nothing wrong with that. But they belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame about as much as the Beatles or Rolling Stones belong in a hip hop Hall of Fame.
Very true.
And that's not a shot against NWA or Public Enemy or anyone else, but it just infuriates me when you have musical groups like that go in, and we're talking about Yes. And who are the, Gary's got the list of bands that are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
This is just a small list. Yes, the Moody Blues, the Guess Who, ELO, Ozzy, Sting, Jethro Tull, Bon Jovi, Iron Maiden, Motley Crue, Pixies.
You can stop there.
Yeah.
Now, Ozzy's not in, but Sabbath is, correct?
Correct.
And then there was another one you named who wasn't in, but
Sting.
Sting's not in, but the Police are in, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? In two bands that stick out to me, and there was
Maiden. The fact that Iron Maiden is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you got to be kidding me!
Right?
Absolutely. Well, Iron Maiden, Motley Crue, and Bon Jovi. Now, here's the thing.
What?
Again, I'm going to say not everyone loves Bon Jovi. Maybe it's a little light in the loafers for you. However, Bon Jovi has sold tens of millions of records. They have some songs, whether you want to admit that you like them or not, you like their songs.
You put yourself in a DeLorean and you take yourself back to 1988 and you turn on any radio station. I don't care if it's a rock station or a top 40 station or what.
Prayer.
And you're going to hear Shot Through the Heart and Living on a Prayer.
Right.
And
Wanted
Dead or Alive. Yeah. Those songs transcended rock radio.
Absolutely.
Like the fact that John Bon Jovi, if not the band Bon Jovi, is not in the Hall of Fame. And that's what I mean. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It's like they just throw darts at a board,
whatever
it lands on is who gets in.
Right. They use the word influential a lot.
Okay, then what's your argument against Bon Jovi?
Right. Yeah.
Or
right.
Motley effing Crue.
Right.
Absolutely.
Or Yes, or Rush, or, you know, any of these bands that have taken a while.
Well, even to get something a little left of center, something like ELO had some big hits, but
I would put them with Rush.
Well, you know what? The thing with ELO, Jeff Lynne was just like way ahead of his time in terms of like production and the stuff that he was incorporating in the early 70s, groundbreaking as far as bringing in all of these strings and synths and all this sort of instrumentation.
Yep.
And he kind of like paved the way for some of these other
Muse.
Excellent bands. Yeah, perfect example.
I always say that if there was no Pink Floyd, Rush, or ELO, there would be no Muse.
Correct. Yep. I agree 100%.
And there's also a very big Queen influence in there.
Right.
But those guys are super prog rock, and it's awesome.
Yep.
Right. I mean, there's so many bands that are out there, and you know, I'll be honest, I'm kind of glad I'm getting a chance to kind of do this because my wife is so tired of me talking about this every year.
Well, it's something it that through. And that it's the discussion that happens every time this year.
Yeah.
When it comes out, and you know, my favorite band in the world went in 2 years ago, I think, two or three years ago. And two of the founding members abstained and sent letters to the hall saying, do not induct me.
Mm-hmm.
They put him in anyway.
Right.
Both Axl and Izzy from Guns N' Roses didn't show up and said, we don't want to be in.
What's because Izzy's it means, problem?
Izzy is just, dude, I can't say met because I've never met him, but I've never seen a more reclusive, introverted rock star than that guy.
Yeah.
That guy, you could tell from day one, did not want the fame.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about being in the wrong place at the wrong time for a guy like that. Right. Because I'll make the argument all day long that Izzy Stradlin is the heart and soul of Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
More than Slash, more than Axl, Duff, any of them. The music, the composition, the stuff that Izzy does on Appetite for Destruction that people don't pay attention to because they're listening to Slash just rip solos, that record would be nothing if it weren't for what Izzy Stradlin was doing.
But you know what? Take what you're saying about Izzy and then go back many years to the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys' best stuff, Brian Wilson,
yeah,
is a genius.
Absolutely.
But refused to go on the road anymore.
Yep.
He would work in the studio with them. He would write. He would record.
And that's what
tour.
I think you will see that eventually happen with Izzy. If you look at the first Velvet Revolver record,
mm-hmm,
he's not officially a member of the band. But if you look in the liner notes, he wrote a lot of the music on the first Velvet Revolver record.
Nice.
And he was asked to be in the band and ultimately said, I don't want this.
Yeah.
Like, I think that on this upcoming tour, he shows up at a few shows. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if he shows up at Coachella because I think they bring all the guns out for that.
Oh, mm-hmm, yeah. I think for that one, you're going to have everybody. You're right.
But, you know, he started his own Twitter account 3 weeks ago to address the rumors and basically just said, I'm not involved.
Oh,
I don't,
wow.
I don't want it. I don't want it. He's like, it's just not. He said, he was very political, but basically said, at this time, I do not have any involvement. There is no recording going on. I'm not involved in this reunion.
Until early April.
Right.
At this time, I'm not involved.
Right.
Early April.
Talk to me April 1st.
Right.
But, you know, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is one of those things where I'm glad we have it. I think it's odd that it's in Cleveland, but whatever. Aside from the fact that it makes everyone's favorite rock and roll joke, which is, hello, Cleveland!
Yeah. No,
funny,
right,
every time. But it's there's just, until someone comes out with, this is the criteria that we talk about every year when we discuss bands, you're going to have the backlash.
Right, you're going to have it.
I worked for a company that was founded by one of the guys who really helped discover and put Rush on the map. And his name was Cliff Bernstein.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having discussions with him and asking him, like, Cliff, why is Rush being held out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Because the 2 years I worked for his company, we had people going in every year.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there every year to see someone in. And he would just shrug his shoulders and be like, don't know. There's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah, well, for the longest time, we talked
and
about
this
the political stuff.
This year's inductee into the category of being pressure to get put in is Deep Purple.
Deep Purple, right.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Because it used to be every year people would come up and give their acceptance speech and go, please induct Rush and walk off stage.
Yeah.
Right.
Once they went in, it was induct Deep Purple.
Yeah.
So now they're in. So what, does everyone move to yes now?
Exactly. Everybody will move to yes now. But, you know, the one thing... Kiss.
Yeah.
The story there, and see, because I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I've been to the actual museum, and the story there is that Gene Simmons is such a greedy jackass.
He probably wants them to pay.
He wanted them to pay for the memorabilia.
Yeah.
And
that sounds
so
about
that's
right.
That's why they were holding them out for the
That sounds
time.
About right.
Yeah, I mean, I could believe that story. I think they're holding them out for the same reason that they're holding out a Bon Jovi or a band like that.
Kiss is in now, but...
Oh, are
yeah,
they
they're
in?
In.
Okay,
well, they're
see,
in.
I don't have the luxury of the list. Though I do want to switch gears, though, to get back to the hip-hop thing. I want to ask your opinion on something real quick. So hip-hop doesn't belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's not real instruments. It's not... Okay.
And then, to me, it has nothing to do with that as much as it is, like, It's not rock and roll. I'm not saying it's not influential. I'm not saying that there aren't, in the case of Public Enemy and NWA, bands that were just as radical and against the machine as bands like The Clash. Mm-hmm. It's punk. It is very much punk. But it's, you go to 10 people on the street and say, is NWA a rock and roll band? They're going to go, no, man, it's a rap group.
Okay. And I don't know who's in and who's not in. I don't have this list memorized. Beastie Boys.
In.
Should they be?
Yes.
Hip hop. But very punk feeling with live instrumentation on a lot of material.
And I think that is the difference. Is you listen to License to Ill, the first Beastie Boys record, mm-hmm. and that is a punk record with hip hop lyrics.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And again,
they
word influential.
They morphed into a pure hip hop band. But when that band first started, if I'm running a record store, I put that album in the punk section, not the hip hop section.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just one of those bands, you know. There's, I don't know. It's, oh yeah, okay, yeah. No, we're getting the sign. You know,
I know
what that means.
Again, this is a long show, and this break with the three of us could go an hour and a half by itself.
Right.
So
we could do a whole show on this.
There's only one other thing that I wanted to bring up, and we'll close with this because it's something that I witnessed last week, and I thought was very odd. So I was out to dinner last Wednesday. And I'm at a local establishment in Mid Rivers Mall. I'm not going to give them the name because I don't want to embarrass anyone who was there. God forbid if the people who I'm getting ready to talk about listen. There was a couple across the aisle from me. And it was a gentleman and his date. I'm going to say early 20s. And they're sitting there having dinner. And while they're having dinner, I noticed that the young lady has taken her shoe off and has reached her leg and foot under the table across to where he's sitting and is ever so lovingly massaging his crotch with her socked foot.
Which is better than with a shoe or a boot.
Yes.
So okay.
Now, I'm not going to say that I'm a prude and I haven't partaken in my fair share of under-the-table hanky-panky, but usually there's a tablecloth or something there to block the view so I'm not putting on a show for everyone.
You had the evidence on your Facebook because I saw it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was clear as day.
Yeah. I mean, am I alone thinking like, dude, that's brazen.
And these were in their 20s. This isn't like I'm 15 and this is my first time.
No, I don't think. I mean, if they were in their teens, they were 19.
Okay. So probably not their first rodeo. Usually people have grown out of that by 20s, you know?
Right.
Usually. I mean, I have friends who dated in their 30s and acted like it was junior high and stuff like that. But, like, where's your line on PDA?
Oh, my personal line. I mean, Kelly and I, we've never been the type to be sucking face in public, you know?
I agree.
You know, so that,
yeah, me neither.
Yeah, and it's usually something, if I see someone doing it, I mean, it makes for good, you know, comedy. You know,
it's fun for a minute or two, then you're just kind of like, ugh,
yeah, but
get
what,
a room.
But what you experienced, I mean,
I was full on foreplay.
Yeah, the dude, did he finish? I mean,
I didn't see.
Yeah, I mean, it was going on for a long time, right?
It was. I mean, it happened as they set my plate down, and it was almost like, here's your steak. And then for your viewing pleasure, here's a woman giving a dude a foot job. Let me know when you need a refill on that Diet Coke, sir.
Yeah, you don't see that every day. I mean, sometimes, I'll tell you what, like, I've seen some crap.
I mean, I do, but it's usually on DVD or on the internet.
On the internet, right. Sure. You know what, you go to Six Flags, though.
Oh, dude, Six Flags is like teenager hooking up central. Yeah. Colossus, when the sun goes down, something's happening in every one of those cars.
Do you have any idea how many like virginities were lost in the thing on Colossus?
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? That, and I always say that you have not officially hit manhood or womanhood in St. Louis until you're in, it used to be called the Time Tunnel. I don't know what it's called now. Until you get the flashlight shined in your face and told to stop, you haven't become an adult.
With you. Totally know.
It's happened to every one of us. I got caught two hands. I was sitting behind my girlfriend, two hands up her shirt, holding on to her from behind, and I got the flashlight. Hands out of her shirt, please.
I think they keep trying to change the theme of the ride in hopes to like calm that down. So it was Time Tunnel, then Castaway Kids Jungle Adventure,
yes.
Then Scooby-Doo, Now they just changed it again.
Yeah, it's like some DC Comics, like, shoot 'em up interactive thing.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, it's not nearly as dark as it used to
be. No. The only two constants about that ride was, A, somebody was going to get felt up, and two, people were going to stick gum anywhere and everywhere that they could.
Right.
Everywhere. Absolutely. It looked like rainbow-colored cave stalactites everywhere you looked on those rides. It was awful, but awesome.
I don't even know how you went on rides at Six Flags.
I can't anymore.
Yeah.
I went this past summer with Tori and the kids when we were still dating, and it's the second time now that I've been kicked off of a ride, not for being too fat, but for being too tall. Because when I sit down, my legs and knees come so far up that on the lap ones, they can't lock in.
Mm-hmm.
And on the over-shoulder ones, my torso is so tall that they hit my shoulders and won't lock in.
And now they make the roller coasters to where you have, like, you feel like you have to duck.
Oh, the ninja?
It's going to decapitate you.
The chain on the ninja from the time I was 17 years old, I swear to God, was going to take my head off.
Yeah.
And now, did you notice what they've done this year for Six Flags? This
yes.
is the last thing we'll do.
Yes.
They've started doing virtual reality on the roller coasters. So you ride the coaster with a headset on, so it looks like you're doing something else.
Yep.
The first one they're doing that on is the ninja.
Oh, whoa,
as badly as I want to do that, there's no way. I'd die.
Yeah,
I'd be dead. It would be the last thing that you ever got to see from me, because it'd be like someone would be catching my head like a fly ball.
Hell of a news story, though.
Oh, yeah. There's no way. And it sucks because I love Six Flags.
Yeah.
As a kid, I couldn't go because when we were kids, there were age limits for the tall rides.
Right.
And there was a period of 3 years where I was too tall for Looney Tunes Town and too young for the proper rides.
That sucked.
So that sucked. And now I'm to the point.
So where are you going then? You're right.
Because, dude, I love roller coasters like you wouldn't believe.
Trust me, I do too.
And I'm a sucker for anything that's a tourist trap to begin with. Wherever I've lived, when I lived in Chicago, I was at Navy Pier all the time.
Yeah.
LA, you can find me in Hollywood and Highlands all day long. Disneyland, all of it. If it's a tourist trap, I will spend all my money there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, it sucks because I go to Six Flags now and it's like, outside of the Flume ride and Thunder River and, you know, rides like that, like all the roller coasters, I can't do it.
Can't do it.
Because I'm either too tall for my legs with my knees hitting the restraint bar, or they won't go over my shoulders. It sucks. And that's it, man. So I guess this is the end of the Haas show.
Right.
The big wrap up.
The big wrap up.
So thank you, Gary. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Thank you to Kelly, although I'm sure she's super night-night by now.
I hope so.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least I hope so. Yeah, just remember, if you guys like the show...
Share the show.
Please do.
And we promise not every show is going to be a train wreck like this one. This is what happens when you let guys run the car.
For Kelly's sake, please share the show. The last thing she said before she went to bed is, please tell them they like the show. Share the show. It's very important to her. So... share the damn show.
Please.
Get her off my back.
Special thank you to my friend Tiana for creating this week's show logo, which will be on the blog and Facebook page tomorrow. And aside from that, I guess we see you guys next week when it's usual bat time and usual bat channel. Hopefully Kelly's back in the captain's chair and I'm back in being number two.
Who does number two work for?
Kelly.
Right.
So that's it. On behalf of Jimmy... and Gary, myself, and Kelly, we'll see you guys next week. Whatever she usually says, I'm just going to make it real simple. Be cool, party on, and don't fry bacon naked.
Amen.